coach team really built some momentum up over the last several weeks of the season. It's always tough to face a team like this to close it out, but general thoughts on tonight and what's ahead for the team as the postseason starts.
Yeah, my general thoughts are that you have to tip the cap to Northeastern. They've, you know, built a wonderful run here of 5-6 years. This is a heck of a talented team, and while I think we did our best to compete the last two nights, you're still talking about a multiple goal difference in the game, and I credit them a lot. You know, a couple power play goals tonight that one was kind of a fortunate bounce, and then the second one maybe one we would have liked that back, but we created those opportunities early in the game and didn't quite change the complexion or get on the scoreboard, and then I think we lost a little bit of our composure in the second period, just banging too many pucks or not taking charge when we could, and you know, get that 5-on-3, and too quickly we rattle one off somebody's ankle, which I don't think you should be doing, and but unfortunately, again, we didn't have that little bit extra poise, a little bit extra composure, and we did get another outstanding effort in net from Andrea, and you know, some things to take home, but it's on to the second season now, and you know, hopefully we've learned a few lessons, and we'll have ourselves ready come Wednesday.
So before the game, before the even the Northeastern ceremony, they honored you and they honored our seniors. Were you aware that they were going to do that?
I might have taken a guess that they'd say something. You know, the timing of my announcement left us with one hockey game on the road, and wasn't looking for any farewell you know, activities or events, and classy that they were able to say something and kept it very at minimal, which I'm happy with.
You already mentioned Andrea's strong performance, but she did have a couple of rebounds that led to the goals. Is that it? Concerned at all going into the playoffs?
No. I think the first one was one of those pucks that's a screen, and you do your best to, you know, pick a real nice low wrist shot that's 2 inches off the ice. There's no way you're going to grab that puck. It hits the pad, and they had three there. We had two, and the kid made a nice little play on her backhand to chip it up over. The second one maybe is the one that took a little bit of a funky bounce up off her blocker, I think, her shoulder, and into the net. Maybe that's the one she might tell you, hey, I'd like to get that one back. But, you know, 50 shots or close to it came at her, and again, that's the firepower they have, and maybe a little bit more we could have marked down, and probably over the course of two games, a couple too many penalties.
Well, speaking of the penalties, Brooke specifically had three. Is there any sort of message that you're sending to either her or the team going into the playoffs?
I mean, it has to end. You know, you can't look up at the end of the game and say, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. You know, we have to have the discipline. We have to have the smarts, and she's a person who competes as hard as anybody on this team, but sometimes you compete and you're going forward and you're getting yourself in funny parts of the rink. You know, you can draw penalties, and you know, let's hope that you know, come Wednesday, we'll stay out of the sin bin and keep pushing the envelope to score a couple goals.
What is the main thing that you're looking for come Wednesday regarding getting shots to the net?
I think it will be not to be too picky or too selective. You know, you get yourself coming out of the corner, you're crossing the goal line, you know, 15 feet one side or the other of the net, put it on. You know, you get a chance of D to put a wrist shot on the cage rather than worry about the big slap shot. Get it down there, and most importantly, let's not have three people or four people on the perimeter looking for another fancy play. Let's have one person at the cage at least, and you know, two forwards and a D, a forward and a D can do a little bit of puck possession and then get it at the net with traffic there.
Are we more likely to see passing breakouts or carrying the puck out of the zone?
I hope you have both. But whatever it takes to play quick is the important thing, and oftentimes that's facing the play, you know, so the wingers are facing the play. The centers are staying low and what we call low and slow, so you can chip it to them and they can pick it up with speed. Even your D partner is facing the play and presenting themselves as an opportunity, and all those things add up to one thing, and that's some quickness and that's some pace moving the puck up ice, and if you do that, you put the other team on their heels.
And then finally, who starts on Wednesday?
I mean, Andrea will be the goalie, I think, for that game, and she's had a wonderful year, and We have tons of confidence in Cali, but I think it's that situation where you go with the veteran who's been through the wars before and is prepared, because we've given her plenty of opportunities here and games, and she's ready to go.
Just some general thoughts on Merrimack and the series that we have with them this year.
Yeah, I think of Merrimack first and foremost as a skating team. There may not be the off-the-charts, high-end offensive kids that we've played this weekend, but you know, they can score their goals. They play well at home, I guess, but they'll compete like crazy on the road, and you know, it's going to be another one of those games where a goal can change the complexion of the game, and you know, you want to come out of the gate, maybe find that first goal, but if we don't, then when we get an opportunity, we've got to make the goalie make the save. When we get an opportunity on special teams, particularly the power play, we've got to, you know, have the composure, have the poise, which at times we did tonight. You know, we had one power play that was pretty much two straight minutes we had it. Last night we scored a power play goal. So, but again, one game, you have to have it right there and then.